Hello, my name is
Hello.
Denise. I'm calling for an opinion research and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Say it again.
I'm sorry, are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. Politica, do you feel South Carolina is primary Sonder state or not?
Say that one more time.
I'm sorry. Do you feel South Carolina is primary southern state or not?
Do you feel like we're a southern state?
Yes. Do you feel like South Carolina is primary a southern state?
It's always been a southern state. That's why it's called South Carolina.
But political speaking, sir.
I mean, it's always been a southern state politically. That's why they call it South Carolina.
Okay, thank you. Can I place yes?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of medical conditions to use medical marijuana in their doctor's recommend? If the doctor recommended.
I wouldn't mind. They can use it if they need it to feel to as something that, you know, as medication.
Okay, thank you. A school choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollar designated for the child's education to send their child to the public or private school, which best serves for their needs. Generally speaking, would you say that you support or oppose the concept of the school choice?
I think that whatever parents, if they have an opportunity to get their kids in the best school, no matter how that is funded, and making sure that it's fair for everyone, regardless of race, ethnicity, or demographic, I feel like they should get the best education.
Okay, thank you, sir. I can write that you support, right, this decision.
Yeah, you're fine.
Thank you. Recently, the South Carolina...
Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Opinion Research, and we're trying to conduct a survey.
Mm-hmm.
Your opinion is really important for us.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So recently, the legislature passed Education Scholarship Trust Fund Program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
Once again, I support any program that allows kids to get the better education, best education they can, regardless of how that's possible or who is involved. So if somebody's going to apply for it, then they should be able to get it depending on the qualifications that they need it. So, as long as somebody has met all of the qualifications of the state, then they should be able to qualify for it.
Thank you so much. So I'm going to put support. Thank you. Currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all the students, regardless of the family income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
Yes, and I feel like that, I feel like, whoever's got the best grade should go. But it should be fair who all has access and make sure that everyone has the same amount of study materials, study time, regardless of what institution, regardless of what, where they come from. I feel like that they should, everybody should, if you're going to implement something about not making it equal regardless of who's whatever, you know, income, then it needs to be fair in those areas of how they get it, because you have maybe some kids in some low income areas that won't have access to the same type of information or applications that someone in a low income area would have. So it needs to be fair. It needs, they, I feel like regardless of the income, both families should have access to the same amount of information, or it's not going to be fair, because you're going to have a child that is in a higher income whose parents are able to give them give them opportunity to have access to information that that other child in the low income areas would not be able to have. So you would just have a whole bunch of kids with higher incomes that have access, you know, getting all of the scholarships and what you would say, getting access to everything just based on grades. So it just needs to be some things shored up in there to make sure that it's fair across the boards before you hand out, you know, money. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I completely understand.
It needs to be fair. They need to be able to look at that regardless of, you know, the income, do both of these kids have access to make it fair that both of them have access to the opportunity to have the educational tools to get the highest grades for those scholarships? You get what I'm saying?
Yes. So if I understand correctly, you support this. Right.
Yeah, I support it. As long as they have that, everyone has access to the same educational tools.
Okay.
But if it's a demographic or a group that does not have access to the same educational tools, then it's not fair.
Okay.
Regardless of the income of the parent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislature who vote to expand eligibility for the scholarship trust fund programs to all the students in South Carolina?
Say that one more time.
I'm sorry. Would be more likely or less likely to vote mm-hmm. for a legislature who voted to expand eligibility for education scholarship trust fund programs to all the students in South Carolina? So you'd be more likely or less likely to vote?
I wouldn't say legislature that would support it.
To expand the eligibility to educational scholarships. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would support that. Yeah, I would support that.
You sure you will be more likely to support?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but everybody should have a shot. I mean, at the end of the day, whoever is eligible, anyone should be eligible that meets the qualifications of the state. That's just mm-hmm. how it should be.
Thank you so much, sir.
Qualifications should mm-hmm. be fair for everyone.
Of course. Thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
The insurance companies do what?
Prioritize their profits over people.
Which insurance companies are we talking about?
It doesn't specify what type of companies are just talking about, so this is in general.
It depends on the company, but it's trending more in that direction that for a blue would be more of a blue collar worker, manufacturers, and you know, I would say that insurance companies, some of them do their best. It depends on the company and the company's representation. I can't say for insurance on a whole because I actually sell insurance myself.
Okay.
So I can't say that I ain't bad. I sell insurance. So
it's okay. I can say that you are not sure. So it depends, right?
Yeah.
Do you believe?
I have another call to get to in about 8 minutes. Excuse me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to try to be quickly in this. Do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if the person were to drive and injure or kill someone? They should or should not be responsible. Share responsibility. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, I mean, at the end of the day, I would say that you look at the statistics, mm-hmm. and you go by that. So I think that statistics in South Carolina has been pretty high when it comes to drunk drivers over the years. I don't know about what it is now, but over the years it was really high. And so if you have that, if you have drunk driving, a lot of DUIs, a lot of car wrecks, you know, we're top numbers in, you know, deaths and stuff like that, then I feel like there has to be some responsibility, not just on the driver, but those that's serving them. So, I mean, if a person, I mean, I would say that you can only enforce that after you have put your bartenders through a class. Like, in order to be a bartender, you should have a class where you educate, where they're taking some type of online course that they've completed to be educated on how somebody that shouldn't, you know, have their keys, or you shouldn't serve, look and talk and determine, you know, what's what.
Okay. You
can't just put it on, you can't put it on somebody that, you know, just serving alcohol that doesn't know any better. There has to be some type of education there to, and also you're, you know, putting responsibility on somebody else's, adult activity. So yeah, I mean, and at the same time, like, you can say that, but like, I've seen where you have people who have groups of alcohol and somebody goes and buys like 50 shots. So there's no way to tell whether or not that bartender served, you know what I'm saying, one person drank 49 shots, another person drank one. There's no way to tell who drank all those shots. You get what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some wiggle room there that has to be tightened up for the responsibility to be put directly on the bartender, you know, just because, you know, you don't know, you know, who you really serving at the end of the day. If somebody goes up there and gets multiple shots or multiple drinks, and then with the bartender going to go back to each and every person and be like, hey, did you have that drink before you had that drink before you had that drink? You really can't determine that, you know, so that's, all you can really determine is, am I serving this person that is in front of me now? Am I serving this person is this person look through my educational class that I was given, does this person look like they are inebriated past the point where they can operate a vehicle? And then, who's to determine whether or not certain people sober up? So a person could be like, oh my gosh, they look kind of bad, and then they eat like a pizza or, you know what I'm saying, some pizza or have a hamburger or something like that, that it starts to soak up the alcohol and it becomes a sober up before they leave. Or they throw up before they leave and they're like, okay, well, now I'm fine. So it's a lot to determine how you put, you know, one person and say, okay, this person is responsible for me being drunk.
Of course.
That's kind of, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
So it depends, right? So but
yeah, it depends on a lot of different factors.
Okay, so I can put that you're not sure.
But I mean, should they have some? So should they? What are you asking? Should they have some insurance covering that? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The bar, if you're looking at putting those type of people responsible, then if something happens, there should be some type of insurance to say, okay, if something happens, you need to have some type of work it out to where it's not all the responsibility on the bartender. There's some type of insurance to cover the bartender and, you know, cover the person and, you know, that's actually imbibing the alcohol. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah.
If they get sued, there should be some insurance coverage in there or some type of something there so that would cover them just in case they get sued for this.
Okay.
So that all has to be worked out through the state.
Okay. So in your opinion, they should share responsibility, right?
Yeah, there needs to be some education. It can be, and especially if the biggest thing is it a threat to a high amount of people? Like, what is our numbers looking like? Where are we ranking in drunk driving and stuff like that? Because if we're like in high numbers, then yeah, this is becoming a problem, and we need to try to protect the people of this state. You get what I'm saying? But I mean, if you have really low numbers, then it's just like, I don't know. Or you could go county by county on that one. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. In the next question, South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state.
Yeah, I have to go after this question. I have some meeting to get to. But go ahead.
Okay, South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate the state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a three to four month process. Do you believe this process helps to produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
So you're saying that the candidates only have a 3 to 4 month process before as they're chosen or
as
vetted, or?
It's to make sure they are qualified and free from conflict.
Who is this position?
I don't have the position, but it says South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate the state court judges.
Oh, the judges. Okay.
Do you think that process works, or the process needs to be changed?
I would first evaluate the standard by which we need to say that this is. What type of job these judges are doing. Because if the judges are doing a bad job, then that means that there is a lot of criminal activity or, people are not getting a fair shot. So I would first evaluate is what we've been doing before, has it been working? And if it hasn't been working, then we need to change that. So if you can say that by the standards of law and fair law for everyone, if the judges are doing a good job, then just keep it the same. But if we can go to a standard of where the judges are having a bigger impact to make sure criminal activity is down, and they're not meeting those standards, then we need to have a longer period of time of evaluating whether or not they would be a good choice. So it's about doing the research and seeing where we are compared to other states that are managing that's managing criminal activity or dispute or public disputes in a better manner. But it's just getting to that standard. Yes, yeah, it's finding that standard and seeing whether or not we are handling that standard well. And if we're not handling that standard well, then we need to look over, how we picking the quality of judges that we have available. So that's kind of my answer in a nutshell. Let's go and do the research. Where are we when it comes to criminal activity and disputes? Are these cases being settled? Or you just got a whole bunch of ongoing cases of things which just, you know, where the criminal system is tied up, things are not getting off the books. It's just, are they hitting those marks? If they're not hitting those marks, then they need to be reevaluated on their, are they doing their job? And are we picking the right ones? So we just need to evaluate the standards. Evaluate the standards. Evaluate who's doing the best at this and see whether or not what their process is. So I would say reevaluate the process.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much, sir. I understand that you have to go to a meeting right now, but I really appreciate your time today, sir.
I mean, I'm not to sound funny or anything, but I love your accent. It's really nice talking to you.
Thank you so much.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but it's nice.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate the time that you take today. I know we haven't finished the survey. We're in the 45%, but I know that you have to go to a meeting today. So I hope
you have to get to. I've actually got an insurance Zoom call to go to right now.
To the insurance company we were talking about.
I'm actually a part of the insurance company, so I sell life, health, and accident. So
of course,
get some training now.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too.
Okay, thank you. Bye.